Tripoli, Libya. The head of a UN-brokered Libyan unity government arrived in the capital by sea Wednesday to set up a temporary seat of power in a naval base despite threats from competing factions, which prevented him from arriving by air. Western nations view the unity government as the best hope for ending Libya's chaos and uniting all factions against an increasingly powerful Islamic State of Iraq and Greater Syria, ISIS, affiliate, which has seized the central city of Sirte. But factions within two other rival Libyan governments, one of which is based in Tripoli, are opposed to the UN-backed body. Fayez Sarraj sailed in from neighboring Tunisia aboard a Libyan vessel, according to Unity Government's website, which denied reports that the officials had been brought in aboard an Italian ship. His arrival sparked fears of renewed clashes in Tripoli, which is controlled by several militias with different loyalties. Hours after he landed, shops and restaurants closed, and cars lined up outside petrol stations. Opposing militias set up checkpoints in downtown Tripoli, stopping cars and searching drivers. Late on Wednesday, witnesses said armed men attacked the offices of Al Naba TV network and took it off the air. The network has been giving airtime to Islamists supportive of the Tripoli government. Sarraj arrived with six deputies who are members of the Presidential Council, which was established based on a UN-mediated deal signed by breakaway groups from the two governments last year. The council formed the new unity government headed by Sarraj. The officials were prevented from flying into Tripoli by a rival Islamist-backed government based in the capital. A third government is based in the east of the vast oil-rich country. Libya has been dominated by an array of militias since the 2011 uprising that toppled and killed longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi. "It is time for all of us as Libyans to work together for the sake of Libya," Sarraj said upon his arrival, according to the government's Facebook page. He urged rivals to turn the page of the past, saying, "Revenge, alienation, antipathy, and hatred don't build a state." In a nod to Islamist factions, Sarraj stressed that all laws will be compliant with Sharia. He also vowed to unify state institutions and implement rapid measures to lessen the suffering of civilians. Pictures on the website showed him shaking hands with naval officers who presented him with a golden plate. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry welcomed the council's arrival. "Now is not the time for obstructionists to hold back progress, but rather for all Libyans throughout the country to embrace this historic opportunity for a peaceful and more prosperous Libya," he said in a statement. The UN envoy of Libya, Martin Kobler, praised Sarraj's exceptional personal courage and urged officials to facilitate an immediate, orderly, and peaceful handover of power. He tweeted, "All security actors in #Libya have responsibility to ensure safety and security of Presidency Council and #GNA. But Ali Abu Zakouk, the foreign minister of the Islamist-backed government, said Sarraj's presence is unacceptable. Last week, the Tripoli government declared a state of emergency and ordered its forces to increase security patrols and checkpoints. Days later, the government closed Tripoli's airspace. On Tuesday, Khalifa Gawil, the prime minister, said the UN was deepening the schism and that its political deal had produced a deformed newborn. He added in a televised speech that the government had to close the airspace after members of the UN-backed government tried to fly in on a passenger plane from Tunisia, accusing them of using the other passengers as human shields. Tripoli's airport was closed again on Wednesday, with all flights diverted to Misrata, an airport official said on condition of anonymity because he was not authorized to brief reporters. After Sarraj's arrival, Gawil reiterated his opposition to the UN government, which he described as infiltrators. He questioned the new government's commitment to Islamic law and urged militias to oppose it. "Either they hand themselves in or leave," he said. Sarraj faces a daunting array of challenges and could struggle to impose his will on the central bank, the state-run oil company, and other institutions. More immediately, he is at risk of being attacked or besieged in his base by rival militias. He is being guarded by battle-hardened militias from the city of Misrata, which saw fierce fighting during the uprising 5 years ago. But Tripoli is also home to several powerful Islamic militant groups, which could move against him, setting off yet another round of fighting. Tripoli's various militias appeared to be weighing their next moves, with many leaning toward support for Sarraj. The spokesman of the Special Deterrent Force, a powerful unit that answers to Tripoli's interior minister, said it would support Sarraj. "We want one man to unite the country. We hoped that this man is Sarraj," Ahmed bin Salam said. But he said around 20% of the militias are opposed to the new government. Among them is Salah Badi, part of the Libya Dawn Coalition, which backed Tripoli's parliament against forces allied with the international-backed government in 2014. Fighting that year saw the Tripoli government secure the capital, while the internationally-backed government relocated to the country's far east. The U.S. and its European allies hope the UN-backed government can unify the country and serve as an ally against IS. U.S. special forces have been on the ground, working with Libyan officials, and U.S. warplanes have carried out airstrikes. Libyan officials say small teams of French, British, and Italian commandos are also on the ground helping militiamen battling IS in the eastern city of Benghazi, though those three countries have not confirmed their presence. The establishment of a unity government could pave the way for lifting an arms embargo on Libya, allowing Western countries to provide greater support to local forces. This article posted by Sami Muhammad and Maggie Michael.